Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1319. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino. Honestly, bracing myself right now for an episode that is bound to ruffle some feathers. I really want to preface this by reminding everyone that in order to help others with their questions that they send into this show, it's not in anyone's best interest for me to impose my ideas upon those who send questions in or ideas that are shared by many people, okay? In order to help people arrive at decisions that are best for them, it's really important that I give them space to understand how their lifestyles and their behaviors match up with their feelings, their beliefs, their interpretations of themselves and the world around them. Outside of light suggestions and experimental questions, I really have no interest in telling people what to do and foolishly trying to solve these very intimate questions they send in one fell swoop. It doesn't work. So keep in mind that this question is about the asker. It's not about you, your feelings. It's not about me and my feelings. It's not up to us to play God today. Okay? I'm sure you're plenty frightened by now about what's to come. Sorry about that. It's under control. Let's finally get into this episode and start optimizing your life. Greg, I'm 62 and have been seeing a married man, 59, for 5 years. He feels like a soulmate and is the love of my life, but I don't want to marry him or live with him. I don't want him to leave his wife or get caught and break her heart. He's been married 30 years, but he's not able to reveal his true, most intimate self to his wife. She rejected that part of him early in their marriage and would not go for an open relationship. So, what's wrong with a man loving two women? What's wrong with me dating him? I was single and celibate for 17 years until we met. At age 60, I tried for 2 years to replace him with a single guy, but no luck. My married man is good to me. He's not a bad person for cheating. Good people might cheat. Bad people might not cheat. It is not the ultimate judgment. Asker, I'm truly thankful to you for sending this in. I'm thankful for the divide it will likely cause, and the fact that that divide will probably get people thinking and really in touch with their values. I'm thankful to have the privilege of being trusted with this question because I am sure that it not only weighs a lot on you, but also that you probably don't have many people to turn to or people in your camp right now. My imagination takes me to a very lonely place when I imagine being in your shoes right now, and whether or not that interpretation of mine is close to how you're actually feeling, I'm just glad to have your trust on this one. So, I feel pretty clear about my answer to this, but before I get to that, I feel compelled to say that I kind of find myself wondering what the most agonizing part of this might be. Like if you believe in good and bad and right and wrong, maybe the worst part is having few, if any, people on your side or that you even feel safe to go to, like I already mentioned. If you don't really believe in good and bad and right and wrong so much, and if you like the gray area more, maybe it's wishing that you did have some type of compass to guide you when it comes to making decisions like the one that you have in front of you right now. Anyway, that's what's sitting with me right now. And I think a big part of the reason that it's sitting with me is because I am wondering about your belief systems. And I'm wondering about your belief systems because they are really the only belief systems that matter right now. I assume some people are expecting me to be some type of governing body right now and like strike my moral code or the commonly held anti-cheating moral code down upon you. But I'm going to spare everyone of the unnecessary drama and not put myself on some type of pedestal that I don't belong on anyway. When I scrape away all the rules people have, all the rules I have, my own ego, the excitement of somehow like being the judge over a situation as consequential as this one, I really believe that it doesn't matter what I believe about cheating, what I believe about love, or what I believe about having our individual needs met. It also doesn't matter what any fellow listeners think. It doesn't matter what society says or what ancient philosophers say. All of our ideas only play a small part in influencing your idea. And you've written this question in such a way that tells me that you already have your mind made up, or at least you want to. I don't enjoy throwing around right and wrong too much. I don't think it's my business. the answer to whether or not your choice to keep seeing this man is acceptable has everything to do with you. I'm not living your life, nor is anyone else. You know the nuances, and you have to take them into consideration when living with this choice. If there's anything that I can guide you on, it would be giving you questions to make sure that your values are aligned with your behavior. So, what do you care about most? What are the risks of seeing this man? What are the rewards? How do these risks and rewards affect others? How much do you care about every person who's affected by this and the way in which they're affected if you do get caught or if you don't get caught? Maybe you have the stomach to sit with these questions, or maybe avoiding them feels easier, but if you do give them their due diligence and you find that the pleasures outweigh the pains today, tomorrow, next year, and on your deathbed, then keep on going. If you find that the pains outweigh the pleasures today, tomorrow, next year, and on your deathbed, then it's best to stop. It's like anything else. And when I say today, tomorrow, next year, and on your deathbed, what I'm encouraging you to do is to consider how this makes you feel, not just right now, but also in the grand scheme of your life, your character, and again, your overall value system. But yeah, honestly, even that's my own projection, because when I'm making a choice, I really like to consider how I'll feel about it when I'm on my deathbed and reflecting on my life. I think it's useful. It's a little extra, but I think it's useful. And I'm really just trying to resist the temptation to throw my own values at this. So for me, it feels like a good balanced approach. But if you are someone who is solely focused on how you feel about things today and in the moment, and that's how you like it, and then that's also part of your value system, which again, only you have to answer to. Sorry, I worry I'm getting a little bit lost in the gray area of all this. This one's throwing me for a loop. Anyway, though, one final thought. I mentioned a few minutes ago that the way you wrote up this question makes it seem like you already have your mind made up, or at least want to, something I mentioned with a little asterisk. I would venture to guess that one of the best things you can do for yourself right now is to examine and name the feelings that you have, not just about the situation with this guy, but also about sending this question in. What are you looking for when you're writing into me? My first impression was that you're looking for some validation, because it seems like you're asking me what's wrong with this and then going on to speak pretty definitively about why it's right. That leads me to believe that you might not believe yourself when you say that this is not the ultimate judgment. So that's something to consider. Do you just want to be understood in a situation that most already have their minds made up about? Do you want your love to be acknowledged? Do you want to see someone supported for putting their own needs first? Do you want camaraderie? Do you need someone to tell you that you and your guy are still good people? Do you just need to say all of this to someone, regardless of whether or not they agree? Do you need someone to approve guilty feelings or a lack thereof? After all, you did ask me if there's something wrong with a man loving two women, as if there might be some discomfort around simply feeling what you need to feel without having it first be approved by someone else. Now, this might seem like it's going off base, but I need you to stay with this for a little bit. I do think that taking some time to reflect on the act of asking this question and what you're hoping to get from it might provide some clarity on your feelings about the affair itself and what you ultimately seek to get from that. Be it partnership, understanding, approval, or something else. At the end of the day, the better you can pinpoint what you want to get from the affair and hone that self-understanding, the better of a position you'll be in to determine whether or not the affair is a healthy way of having that need met, or if there's another means of doing so that you feel aligns more with your values. Okay, Asker, I hope this helped. I hope you and your fellow listeners can appreciate the approach I tried to take today, because I'd be lying if I said it doesn't mean a lot to me to feel as though you guys believe in me and trust the way that I handled the Q&As. I know this episode must have been difficult for those who have been on the wrong side of this type of situation, and of course I have utmost respect and compassion for that, but again, we are not experiencing life through the lens of the person asking this question. Okay, I think I've pleaded my case enough. For those who still want anything to do with this show after today, please feel free to send your question in to advice@oldpodcast.com. advice@oldpodcast.com. You know all of your questions are welcome. Please don't be shy to reach out. It's time to wrap up, but enjoy the rest of your Saturday, everybody, and I will see you again tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.